I think we're joined now by Pasha Vorbe. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm there, Mr. Taylor. How are you?
Very good, and we're glad to be talking to you, Pasha. I should tell listeners that you're in the executive of the FANMI Lavalas organization. I was following the events, and it's very hard to get very much information, but my understanding from an Associated Press story of April the 25th is that there has been some type of targeted killings in Haiti. And according to the Associated Press, Miami Herald, et cetera, that the killings are carried out by people called gang members, but the targeted people seem to be those who were part of the protest in February and also affiliated or supporters of Lavalas. What's your account of this?
This is more or less what you described. This is exactly it. It's very easy for them to put a sticker and say gang members, but these so-called gang members not only have some police officers with them that open up the ways for them, but also people that are affiliated directly with the Ministry of Interior and are carrying what we call a massacre. We should not give it any other names, but it's like a massacre happening right now. So basically, it's a very terrible situation, especially for the people and those so-called poor areas of Haiti, where unfortunately the majority of those people claim themselves as Lavalas.
Uh-huh. They have. I noticed that the one area is Carre Finiles. Is that it? And the other, the name escapes me. But these are definitely areas of strong support for the President
Aristide. Yes, the area that are targeted. One of them is called La Saline. Inside La Saline, you have a couple of neighborhoods called Cité Vincent and Tokyo. These were the hardest hit and have been hit since November. Mm-hmm. And it has been ongoing as of Easter weekend, which everything continued. And this population, we had a chance to sit down with them to understand clearly what was going on. And it's really a heartbreaking feel for all those people listening to hear women explaining to you that their daughters, 15, 16 years old, being raped by four different men in front of them. Their son, who came to give them 35 cents of a dollar, not even a dollar, just to buy rice. And the young kid has been taken and shot dead in front of his parents. The worst is that they don't even let them take the body to carry it, to give them a burial with dignity. They just drop them in a place which is guarded by those members so that they don't go out with them to show what has been happening, really. And the targeted people, the only reason they are targeted is because they live in some houses that were built by the Lavalas government. And they went out towards them saying clearly, not even hiding it, the fact that you guys are protesting against this government, we will make sure we take care of each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
These are the comments that they make.
Yeah.
And worse, and why it's even worse, is that there is a major police station right across from those neighborhoods called Tokyo and La Saline. Mm-hmm. The population, most of them women and children, went to get a shelter at that police station. At 3:30 in the afternoon, they are commenting that the police officers told them, this is it, they can no longer stay there, they have to get out, and threw them out in the street where those so-called gangs were waiting for them.
Yeah.
As they were getting out, firefighters were passing by, and they told the firefighters, please, we need your help because they are burning our houses. The firefighters' answer was that we didn't come for your houses. We thought the police station was under fire. And they left. So this is how the reaction is right now today for those population and those areas.
You know, for people familiar with the history of your country, one, the name Duvalier and who was so many years in power, and he had a formation that became known to the world as the Tonton Macoute. And they were operated extra-legally, and many of them, I assume, were police officers or working or paid by the police. It sounds like a history repeating itself.
This is exactly it. Not only you have the history of the Duvalier with the Tonton Macoute, but more recently in 1991, when the first coup d'etat took place against the Lavalas regime, you had these people that were called the FRAP. The FRAP was a milice, just like the Macoute, where those people were armed by the government and the militaries and to take care of the population that was rebelling or shouting for the return of President Aristide. So we have the same people in power today with the same strategy, except that they are using a different name.
Yes.
But the only difference today that is very terrible for us and we don't understand, it's the position of the international community that says nothing. Because when we look at on television, we see people being murdered and massacres taking place and churches or synagogues and other places, they call people terrorists. Mm-hmm. Today, those terrorists are directly the head of the state, and no one from the international community is talking about it.
Well, actually, we get the impression that the Canadian government and the U.S. government wants this kind of conduct. I don't see any indication that they would like to prevent it or help prevent it.
Not only there's no prevention, nobody's talking about it. The human rights coordination in Haiti that have been stepping up this time, and we thank them for that, they have been now pressured and he's getting anonymous phone call where clearly they are trying to murder him today. So today I don't understand this position because, like I tell you, whether it's terrorism in the United States or Canada or Haiti, it should be treated the same way. Because when you put guns in the hands of people, and we cannot blame the entire police, but some police officers also are part of it that have been corrupted by the head of the state to open up the doors for those people to go and carry out this massacre, because this is the biggest massacre that happened in Haiti since the massacre of Jean Rabel.
Mm-hmm. With similarities
of what the Tonton Macoute and the FRAP milice were using. So it's unacceptable today in 2019 to sit there and watch this happening to the population.
Yes. We're speaking Pasha Vorbe of Fanmi Lavalas and in Haiti. This brings up another unfortunate subject of the United Nations peacekeepers. The Associated Press story mentions that the UN peacekeepers are going to be leaving after being there for 15 years. But what have they done, and what is the significance of their departure if they're unable to be of help? I don't understand even why they call themselves peacekeepers.
They are tourists, probably maybe help keep the economy running. That's probably the first title that we could give them directly, because there's no will of seeing Haiti take the development road, because actually, they were the first one to applaud the elections that took place. They took part of it, and it wasn't an election. It was a selection, because democracy is part of participation. And like we know, they put up something together where they make sure that they can choose who they want to be president, senator, or deputy. And if you take a look at the choices they made for us Asian people, they took the majority of traffickers of all sorts and put them in power today. So basically, are we paying a price that we don't know yet why we are paying this price? But they call themselves friends of Haiti, but today I think we don't need those kinds of friends.
Yeah, it's really, I wonder, by the way, people should go, there is a Twitter account, Lavalas1, I believe. Is that right, for people to follow the news from Haiti?
Yes, that's right, to follow the news mostly from Lavalas when we take different positions. And we post also different things happening, such as the report of RNDDH, which is a national human rights organization that made a special report on the massacre of La Saline. Most recently, last Thursday, there was a massacre in another township of Port-au-Prince called Carrefour-Feuille, which was a similar practice. Those people came with their handguns, their rifles, war weapons, and just opened fire at the houses of innocent people sleeping. And we had, they didn't give the final count of how many people died of that massacre also. So this is a very tragic situation for the Haitian majority of people, which are the most poorest people. And just the fact that they live in the poorest neighborhood and sometimes they affiliate themselves to Lavalas or President Aristide, today they deserve to be killed. And we've seen that situation in the past, and we don't want to see that situation again. So it's a cry for help from that population that says enough is enough. They can't no more. They are sleeping out next to the ocean. They cannot go back to their houses. And some people are alive just because of the energy that they had to run with their feet, not because God was helping them or the police was helping them, but it was just the fact that they used their feet to run out and go to a safer place.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that Congresswoman Maxine Waters came to Haiti. She was with Danny, the actor, American actor Danny Glover. I believe that there are 108 members of the U.S. Congress who, at least within the U.S. Congress, are raising their voices. I have to say I'm not aware of anybody doing so in Canada, but how important was that visit?
That visit was very important for a group of people that live in that area of La Saline because they saw hope and Congresswoman Maxine Waters and especially Danny Glover also by their presence who came to listen to them and understand directly from their voices what they are going through. And Congresswoman had tears go up to her eyes because she could not believe what was being told, how it was being told, and how the human life of those people didn't really matter to no one because nobody heard from the Haitian government, nobody heard from the American government of what's going on and how is it that we are accepting the murder of all those people while everybody else in the world, when people are being massacred like that, we call against terrorists. So today, what's the difference between those people doing it and those terrorists doing it overseas?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Pasha Vorbe, Fanmi Lavalas, we are very grateful for the time. We will follow this closely. We hope we can speak to you again soon. And we hope that someone will gather the courage in the Canadian Parliament to speak up in the same way that Maxine Waters did. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much for giving us the time and trying to spread the word around so people can start calling help, cry for help, and stop with the massacres on the majority of Asian people just because they are poor or just because they look up to a certain political point.
Yeah. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thank you.